What's up, everyone? We're on the bottom of page 22, moving to page 23. We're in Simon Vav up to Sif Bet. Okay, Simon Vav is the topic, really, Berachas Asher Yatzar, but we also now get into Lokai Neshama and a couple other haras about Berachas Ashachar in general and Sif Zimin Zayin. We will come back to more halachas in terms of Asher Yatzar. Okay, so Sif Bey is over here. We go back now to the dinam of Netilas Yadayim. Okay, we discussed earlier on the machlok is chay adam shari tshuva, when you make it the first time when you wash the tilas yadayim in the morning, or only when you're ready to daven later on. We're going to wash your hands again before tefillah. Okay, we discussed that over there. We're going to come back to that. We'll see it again over here, as I said before, in Siman Dal. We're going to come back to it in Siman Vav. But don't get confused. That's not what the mechaber is talking about. The topic of the mechaber over here is, if you wash the tilas yadayim in the morning, let's say you wake up in the morning, you wash the tilas yadayim, does the bracha of netilas yadayim have to be samuch to the netila, or you could say it later on without washing your hands? Okay, you've already washed your hands, so you say or it has to be mamish when you wash your hands. That's when you say the bracha of al netilas yadayim. Similarly, when we wash for bread, you make the bracha right away when you wash your hands before drying it. Do we have a similar din by netilas yadayim in the morning or not? Says the mechaber. Yesh nohagim lahantin levarach al netilas yadayim ad boam lebeis hakneses umesadin oto im shara brachas. There was a minag that they would wash their hands in the morning, and they would wait to say Al Netilas Yadayim with all the rest of the Berachas HaTorah and Berachas HaShachar when they came to the Beit Knesset. So you see over here, it was not Samach to the Netilah. The Netilah was earlier on, and then they make the Bracha later on. And he says, B'nei Svarad lo na'agu kain. However, B'nei Svarad, the Minik was not like this. They would want to do it exactly with the Netilah. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sivkot and Tes, V'askomas achronim limhol ka'anchi Svarad. The meaning is like Anshei Sarat Shelo LaHasik LeChatchila Bein Birkas Al Netilas Yadayim Natila. You should not make a hasik. Whether you're doing the bracha of Netilas Yadayim when you first wake up in the morning, or you're doing the bracha of Netilas Yadayim like the Chai Adam later on before you're ready to daven, either way you should do it Samach to Netila. Samach to Netilas Yadayim. Elamiyach Not the other Tzarich Levarach Al Netilas Yadayim. So therefore, I'm just going to spell it out, depending on, well, I'll spell it out in a second when we get to the Chai Adam once again. You know, the Ramah just points out, V'alkoponim lo yivarach beis ba'am, whatever you do, don't, you're not allowed to make the bracha both times. You have to choose, or in the morning, or later on, you can't do both. If you make the bracha in your house, when you wash the tila, or in the dorms for that matter, so you don't do it again when you get to shul. You're going to do it in the Beis Knesset, don't do it in the morning before you leave your house. Someone who's going to learn, he's going to wake up in the morning, and there's going to be a big hesek between that and the beginning of tefillah. He's going to learn. Mishnah Berurah points out, he's talking about his word, the days of slichos. Or you're going to have a lot of slichos before you actually get ready to daven. Make them in your house, not in the Beis Knesset. Even if you're gonna do this, there's still those who are gonna wait to make the Netilas Yadayim later on. This might touch on to the Chai Adam Shari Tshuva once again. Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
So the Mishnah Berurah over here, the Mishnah Berurah says he caught in test after reading this Ramah. He says over here, not to make a hefsik between the actual washing and the netilas yadayim. When you wash your hands, that's when you should make the netilas yadayim. But you have to go to the bathroom. Don't make the bracha on Netilas Yadayim right now. Okay, so he's saying like this. If you're going to do like the Shari Tshuva, if you notice, this is the Shari Tshuva speaking as you see in the brackets over here. If you're going to do like the Shari Tshuva, which means to make the bracha the first time when you wash your hands in the morning. If you need to go to the bathroom at this point, so you can't make the bracha at this point because you have to go to the bathroom. So you first go to the bathroom, and then you would wash and then make the bracha. Okay, however, then he says the ayin el siman dalet. Now he refers back to the chai adam that we saw in siman dalet. The Mishnah Berurah shekat l'sham b'shem chai adam. Shelechatchila yoter tov lahantin levarach al netilas yadayim ad la'achar sheminaka atzma v'rotza l'hitpalel. After you cleanse yourself and you want to daven, the az yotzei l'kulei alma v'ayin sham b'ir alocha shekadam shetov az yisad rachah b'rachas al netilas yadayim asher yotzei gad sham b'rachah b'rachas shachar. Uvof and zeh mayir chadam shekat yotzei l'kulei alma. That the Gra and Maisirah was also like the Chai Adam, that you would wait till the second time before davening to go ahead and make the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah then does say, Mikomakam Ohusa Kishari Tshuva, Yeshlo Gamaka Amalismach. Someone wants to do like the Shari Tshuva, he has what to be Samech An. So once again, those are the 2 days over here. Just that is just Chazara from what we saw in Saman Dal. Either way, you want to do what we're learning over here is that you make the Bracha Samech Lenatila. You have to Natila make the Bracha Samech Lenatila so, in order to make the Bracha to show that the Natila Sitaim is going actually on the Natila. So that's going to be there. So if you want to just spell it out one more time. If you do like the Shari Tshuva, you're going to wake up and you're going to wash Nagel Vassar and you're going to go to the bathroom, okay? And then, if you went to the bathroom before, so your Nagel Vassar not cleanse your hands, if you went to the bathroom after washing the Nagel Vassar, you would wash your hands again, and at that point you would go ahead and make Netila Sidayim Yadav Samach L'Netila. If you do like the Chai Adam, when you come to Shul, or for that matter, you could be in the dormitory, but after you've gotten dressed, and now you're ready to go ahead and daven, you would wash your hands again one time, and then go ahead and make the bracha of al netilas sadayim samach l'netilas. So those are the 2 days over here. That's what comes down. Now, the Mishnah Berurah over here, so cutting it aleph, he brings down. Sorry, and Simchat and Ches going back. Okay, it's going back over here. And Simchat and Ches says, sorry, Simchat and Zayin says over here. Dagin lahamtin over here. You see over here, they were knowing lahamtin. What does this mean? He says kabbalah mir Rabbi Yehuda Chas. Hayotzu beis kenesin from Yehuda Chassid, which we have a lot of things from Yehuda Chassid. He says over here, when you leave your house, go to the beis kenesis. Kodim shipal yomer pasuk shma Yisrael. Before leaving your house, or for that matter, that's why it's printed in the Siddurim. Why we have the shma Yisrael before davening, you're supposed to say shma Yisrael. Okay? That is the opinion of Yehuda Chassid. The Gra disagreed. The Gra said you do not say Shema Yisrael at this point, and therefore those are not like the Gra do not say the full pasuk of Shema Yisrael. Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. If you look in Moren Rabbeinu Dira Masel Yomari says Ladasa Gra ain't lomar the pasuk bishleimus. Okay, and say for Isha Yisrael. He also brings down that the Gra would not say the full pasuk, but most are knowing not like the Gra, like the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here from Yehuda Chassid to say the full pasuk. However, he says, you should have specifically in mind that I don't want to be Yotzei by Mitzvah Kriyat Shema at this point. Unless you're afraid you're going to miss Zman Kriyat Shema. If it's a couple minutes to Zman Kriyat Shema, you want to say Kriyat Shema at this point in order to be getting Kriyat Shema before the Zman ends. However, if you're not going to miss Zman Kriyat Shema, if you're not going to miss Zman Kriyat Shema, then you should have Kavana specifically, I don't want to be Yotze right now, I want to be Yotze later on, when they're going to say Birkas Kriyat Shema in the appropriate time. And therefore you're just saying it to be Yotze, this Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, to say Shema Yisrael before it. Very interestingly, a very important sheet that Marina Rabin Rav Nevensal brings down over here, Aval Yechavi. You see over here, he's saying, you're going to do the Mitzvah Kriyat Shema, but since I'm having Kavana not to be Yotze, so you're not going to be Yotze. He brings out Das Ha'one Yant. It might be the only time he quotes Ha'one Yant for many, many years. I think it's still on Marina Rabin Rav Nevensal's shelf. He goes through shelves of Shuvah's Ha'one Yant a lot. Okay, we're related to the same, but here he quotes the Oneg Yantav. He says, "Chein Das Gra She'ein Mol Tnayel Kavana Let's Say Sidei Chovah B'Mitzvah." The Gra and the Oneg Yantav held that this doesn't work. You're not allowed to have Kavana. If I do the action of doing a mitzvah, even though I Kavana not to be do Yotzei the mitzvah, I'm still Yotzei the mitzvah. It's a very mechudish dikashita because generally we hold your Kavana works, but your mindset helps. Over here, they're saying, "No, if you do the action of doing the mitzvah, it doesn't help that you do not make it tonight." They made it tonight after the mitzvah. Moreno Rabbeinu Nevensal told me very though. He just brought down the sheet that this is not how Moreno Rabbeinu Nevensal paskins lamais. We paskin lamais and not like this that we hold that our kavana does help. And therefore, if you're going to say the full pasuk kriyat shema before dav, and you're not zman kriyat shema, you don't have to worry they're going to whiz zman kriyat shema. You should have kavana that I don't want to be yotzei at this point. Yidei mitzvah so in order to and I'm going to be yotzei to the correct time later on when I'm going to say kriyat shema with the brachas. Later on, okay? Fine. Okay. Now, okay, that is Sif Beis. Sif Gil. Berkas Elokayin Neshama Eino Potachas BeBaruch Mineshu Berkas Ha'uda. So in the Torah, in the Beis Yosef, discussing over here, Elokayin Neshama, you see, as opposed to all of the Berkas HaShachar, they all start with Baruch. Over here, Elokayin Neshama does not start with Baruch. Generally, the way a framework of a bracha is it's a short bracha, it just starts with Baruch. Shakol Niyad Baruch, just says a bracha Baruch at the beginning, and not at the end. However, longer brachas, asher yatzar, and things like this, longer bracha, you have a baruch atah at the beginning and a baruch atah at the end. But when you get to lokai neshama, all of a sudden, you don't have this framework of the bracha. It doesn't, it just starts with lokai neshama, ends baruch atah. Okay, so why is this? Why is this? So the Mechaber over here, quoting the Tur, says the reason is because it's a birchas hodah. A birchas hodah does not need a bracha beforehand. Okay, you can start without a bracha. Other brachas, okay, that those things has to need a bracha at the beginning of that. But birchas hodah does not. And therefore, he says, "Because the kaddish ain't no potachas be brachah, they should berachas odah. Or berachas odah, so ain't no potachas be barach kemoshim. It's seen be berachas gshamim. By the bracha and gshamim, it starts hiratzah, and it doesn't start with a bracha. So too over here, it does not start with a bracha. That is the opinion of the mechaber. However, comes other achronim slain, and now the reason why alokai neshama does not start with a bracha is that we have another very important klal when it comes to hilchos brachos. And that is, when you have a bracha, smucha lechaverta, the second bracha does not start with baruch. Like you'll see by many of the Sheva brachos, or by Birkas HaMazon, we have baruch atah Hashem azan sa'olam klo t'vot, start baruch, and baruch atah Hashem azan sa'kol. The next bracha, how does it start? Doesn't start with baruch. No delicha. It doesn't start with them. Why? Because it's bracha smucha lechaverta. When you have a bracha smucha lechaverta, when you have two brachas near each other, it borrows the baruch from the end of the first bracha, and that applies for the beginning of the second bracha also, and that's why it is. So therefore, they want to claim the reason why Elokai Neshama does not require bracha baruch atah at the beginning is because it's samach to the bracha v'asher yatzar. Baruch atah Hashem, rofecho basar, mafil asos, Elokai Neshama. So therefore, that's why it is smucha, that's why it does not start with baruch. What's the major nafkamina? The obvious nafkamina is going to be, is do I have to be makbid to say Elokai Neshama right after Asher Yatzar? Or do we say it a different time? What if I want to say Natil Sidayim and Asher Yatzar in the dorms? And I'll say Elokai Neshama when I come to Shul. According to the Mechaber, that will be totally fine to do because Elokai Neshama just doesn't start with baruch. However, according to other poskim, we'll see it soon in the Mishnah Berurah, they would hold no. You dafka have to put a Elokai Neshama along with Asher Yatzar in order. That'll be Samacha Lechavert. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here. Sikat and Gimel. Ve'eina bracha smucha lechaverta. Lachen Rashai lomar b'boker b'kumo al Elokai Neshama. You could say up until Elokai Neshama. Ubeis Knesset yafka Elokai Neshama. That's the opinion of the Tor and the Mechaber. However, quoting the Achron, the Bach, and the Levush, quoting the Shartzin over here, better to wait till say Elokai Neshama Asher Yatzar along with Elokai Neshama. This is the opinion also of the Gra. Okay, not only Zara, but Zel Lechatchila. One should try and put a Elokai Neshama along with Asher Yatzar. That's one thing. So that is a lamaisa. We should try and do an Elokai Neshama with Asher Yatzar. If you don't do it, okay, you are some kind of mechaber in the tour. But better to put Elokai Neshama along with Asher Yatzar. Now, what if you forgot to make Elokai Neshama and then you've already done? Can you say Elokai Neshama later on? Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Im lo berach berkas alokai neshama ad achas shispal shmona esrei." If you're already davening shmona esrei, einu mevarach ol lachar tefila. You don't say alokai neshama anymore after tefila. Why? Shekemen shkvar amar mechayim mesim. The idea of alokai neshama should be tohori, tavrata, tavitzada, the fach to be. Learn it to me. We're mechadish every day, and we have this new neshama that's put to us that is godish. So it says, the Mishnah Berurah over here that similar to the bracha of mechayim mesim. Mechayim mesim is literally the rise, but it's also we're like Mechayim Eisim every day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reinstates our neshama into our bodies. He says, after you said Mechayim Eisim, therefore, he says, Mechayim Eisim, I had died to Levarach, Lechay Neshama, Rachadim, Rishai, sorry. She came in Shkvar Amar Mechayim Eisim, who doma lemachazer neshama. So that's the pre-Chadosh, not to say it anymore. However, the Mishnah Berurah then brings down the Shari Tshuva, disagreeing. He says, so who has a mind? Then when I say Mechayim Eisim to cover the bracha of Elokai Neshama. So long as I had in mind that I was going to say Elokai Neshama later on, the Shari Tshuva says I can still say it after davening. Says it was Shari Tshuva Fakvik Meobid in Zeh. Umaisik Da Koparim in Beis Shamar Berchas Mechayim Eisim. Haya Bedai De Levarach Elokai Neshama Achar Tfila. Rashai Achar Kach Levarach Ayin Shai Matam. Many poskim say you can be Somech and the Shari Tshuva. The Aruch HaShulchan Paskins like this also Lach Lamaisa. That if you have in mind that. I didn't say, look, I didn't have a chance to say, look, neshama. And I'm specifically in mind when I say, Nechai Mason, not to cover my Elokai neshama. I'll say later on, you have the right to go ahead and say Elokai neshama. One should definitely try and be makbid to say Elokai neshama before davening so he doesn't get into this whole problem of this machlokas in the poskim. Okay, and that is where we're going to end today in Simon Mem Vav. We'll see, are you allowed to say Elokai neshama if you stay up all night? Or you actually have to sleep. Okay, that we will discuss. Bezrat Hashem, we'll see you in Simon Mem Vav Adkan for today.